Our 10th episode.
Woohoo! Inaugural 10. We're podsperts.
Does 10 podcasts make you a podspert?
Hey, I was a seltzpert after one seltzer review video. Welcome back to the Kapower Hour. I'm Lauren Powell.
And I'm Sean Casey.
And we are the Kapows.
Kapow!
We sounded synchronous there.
Synchronious.
Is that a word?
I don't know. It sounds great, though.
We sounded harmonized.
Harmonize.
So we just saw Barbie, finally. I know we're like 2 weeks late from the rest of the country. Barbie has already made like $1 billion.
We're $1 billion late.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
It was really good.
I was laughing the entire time.
I had a smile on my face the whole time.
I am Knuff.
I was like, oh boy, oh boy. Sean's going to come out of this wanting to be Ryan Gosling as Ken.
I mean, I already kind of want to be Ryan Gosling anyways. Yeah, who doesn't?
This didn't help.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just, it's in my color scheme. I mean, look, we're in pink chairs. I'm in my neon yellow.
Yeah. So they're like iconic, you know, their rollerblading scene outfits. Those got leaked like a year ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And people were like tagging us in that, being like, this is you guys. You need to do this as a Halloween costume. Now we can't because it's way too popular.
Everyone's going to do it.
Yeah. I wish it wasn't a costume. I wish that was just fashion.
That's kind of how I dress in my normal life anyways.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm going to go on vacation. I'm Ken.
You know what we have planned for our baby moon that's coming up? We're doing like a maternity shoot. The outfit is very Barbie and Ken, don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Could we even do more Barbie and Ken stuff?
No, that's enough.
That's enough.
Oh boy, it's Sean-uff. I don't want to give away anything about the movie, but like Ryan Gosling was surprisingly hilarious. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I was expecting. I was trying to avoid as many like spoilers. I saw one trailer. I didn't really see many other clips about the movie. I didn't know Ken's plot line was going to be what it was.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Which is hilarious.
And Margot Robbie, who is definitely more of a dramatic actress, did such a good job with the humor of the movie. I don't think the movie is like this big slapstick humor thing.
No, but there's just like comedy like weaved throughout.
And there's right. A lot of physical comedy. She was so genuinely naive about the parts that were supposed to be physical comedy that it played so well. And it was really funny.
Yeah, because she's playing stereotypical Barbie.
Right. The whole cast is amazing.
Everything about it was great.
I felt it was a little long, probably because I'm pregnant. And I was wearing a strapless bra that I hate. And I was just sitting here like, I can't wait to take this bra off. When is this movie going to end?
I didn't have a bra to take off, so I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell is funny. I didn't even know Will Ferrell's in the movie.
You know, I'm like, did he write his own lines? Because his lines are always just so different. There's always like a comedy through line. Like everyone kind of has the same. You can tell when a writer has touched all these different characters' mm-hmm. lines. And then someone comes out of left field with just wacky lines.
With Anchorman lines.
And it feels, and it makes you think that like Will Ferrell is improvising.
Has Will Ferrell earned the right to just do his own lines?
Hell yes, he has. Yeah. But I don't want to discredit writers. If writers are behind it, then they deserve the credit. So you know the part in the trailer that everyone was talking about with Margot Robbie's foot coming out of the high heel maintaining that arched Barbie foot?
Yeah.
So she did an interview and she said that like it looks like movie magic. It's not movie magic. It's really? Her foot. It's not a stunt person. It's her foot. It took like 8 takes. They put like sticky stuff on the floor where her shoe, she steps to her mark. The sticky stuff on the floor captures the shoe. She takes her foot out. She's like holding on, bracing herself mm-hmm. with like a bar. Mm-hmm. And then she just kept her foot arched like that and then walked
That's
away.
Wild. Yeah. I was watching it. I'm like, how the heck did they do that? Yeah. Like it had to be CGI.
I thought it was beautiful CGI, but the fact that it's Margot Robbie is just incredible.
Wow.
And she came out and said like she likes doing her own.
Her own stunts.
It's her own. Yeah. I mean, a lot of movie inserts, like if you see an actor's hand even like their butt, naked butt from behind, it's usually or sometimes a stunt person. And she was like, I just think it's so weird if it's not my hands in the shot. I'm like, those aren't my hands. So she makes sure that she does all her inserts.
She's got to like make sure her feet show up on Wiki Feet. Like, those are my feet.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Margot Robbie and you have gorgeous feet, flaunt them. I would want my feet in that shot too if I could do what she did.
Yeah, I have nice feet.
I walk on my tippy toes.
I love how we're just like claiming things about ourselves and just not acknowledging that the other person said anything.
What did you say?
I have nice feet.
You do? Have you ever thought if you were given a picture of 10 women's feet, could you pick mine out?
Yes.
You could?
I think so.
Why do you say that like that?
Because your feet.
Because they're gross?
Because your feet are unique.
Uh-huh.
Distinctive.
Stinky?
Distinctive.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about your feet. I'm like, I don't know what your feet look like. I don't think I've ever paid attention to them. You remember the other day I was like kind of staring at him?
Yeah.
That's where I was like, could I pick his feet out of a lineup?
I don't know.
You know how Amy Schumer was originally supposed to play Barbie?
Yep.
I remember when she dropped out, I think like they originally said it was like scheduling conflicts, but she has since come out and said, first of all, she was co-writer on that script. She wanted Barbie's character to be an inventor, and the studio was like, okay, we would like her to be an inventor of jelly heels.
And Amy Schumer okay, was we'll like, give you that,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, Amy Schumer was like, what? And then when they announced that Amy Schumer was going to be Barbie, some studio exec gifted Amy Schumer a pair of Manolo Blahnik heels. And so she was just like, what is this obsession? They like think that women are just so thrilled to have heels. There was just too much of it. So she, I guess she got the sense that the vision wasn't going to be right. Hmm. And I've also heard or read that like the script changed so much between what Amy Schumer read and got what Margot Robbie read.
Yeah, I was going to say because
completely different scripts.
Yeah, I can't imagine that the current script Amy Schumer would have been
would have fit. Yeah. I like now looking back, the way they did Barbie as like this like uplifting, you know, motivational, inspirational, aspirational movie. Amy Schumer wasn't the right character anyways, for that.
Right.
Even though she would be. She could incredibly have
fit,
hilarious.
She could have fit any of the other Barbies too, though.
Yeah, totally. So you know how you sent around that clip of Ryan Gosling doing some dance from when he was like 10 or 12? Oh,
yeah.
Did you know he was on the Mickey Mouse Club back
I did
in the
know
day?
That. Yeah, I've actually seen, unrelated to Barbie, I've seen a few videos of him like dancing and singing. And I was like, super he's been talented. Doing this his whole life.
Do you know who was in the cast with him on Mickey Mouse Club?
I don't remember. It's pretty big though, right? Like there's Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Yeah. Christina Aguilera and Justin Timberlake. What an all-star Mickey Mouse Club cast.
That's wild.
So in La La Land, Ryan Gosling sings and dances a ton.
Yep.
And Emma Stone, his co-star, is in that. Did you know both of them are high school dropouts?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I guess if you're in Mickey Mouse Club from the time that you're 10 years old, maybe you don't need high school.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen Barbie yet, we're not going to do any spoilers, but they do mention this one retired Barbie that was archived. I don't even know when, but it was a pregnant Barbie. It's funny being pregnant and then seeing a pregnant Barbie.
And she's kind of the butt of a lot of jokes. And I was like, is this offensive to pregnant women? But I looked over and you were laughing. So
maybe I should be Midge for Halloween.
There you go. Easy. And I'll be Alan.
Yes. Oh, wow. People would be like, ew, why did you choose those two Barbies? The least fashionable, the least loud characters.
That would fit us.
It would not fit us. Speaking of pregnant Barbies.
Are you the pregnant Barbie in this transition?
I guess so.
Yeah.
So I had this thought the other day, and I just put this on Instagram Reels and TikTok. So your boobs get bigger when you get pregnant, but it's not. I always thought it was because milk was coming in. You're like sitting there with like this grin on your face. You're like, yay, we get to talk about
titties. Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
You know she is. Kim, earmuffs. Anyway, I always thought that like your boobs get bigger because they just start, your milk supply starts. And then come to find out, like, no, your milk doesn't really come in. And so
what's in there?
I don't know that part. But it got me thinking, like, why doesn't your milk come in when your baby is inside you and like really close to your breasts? Like geographically, there is nothing closer. Like, why does the baby need to leave the body and then it takes a few days for your body to catch up? And so I made this video like being like, is there like GPS tracking information that tells
homing device?
Yeah, that's like, hey, the baby has left the building. Let's send that milk in, you know? I was a little nervous posting something like this because it is kind of a dumb shower thought type of thing where people could like take it one way and be like, you're a freaking moron. But if you don't know because you haven't been through it, this isn't common knowledge.
Right.
So anyway, I posted it a little hesitant. And then, yes, there are plenty of people who are like explaining what really does happen.
With a slight tone of condescension.
Nah, For the most part, it's pretty positive. Yeah, for the most part, it's people just like being like, it's this, which, by the way, if you are interested, it is the placenta. Is like the placenta comes out. Placenta was the food source. So once it comes out, it tells your body, hey. And then some other hormone medical mumbo jumbo that I definitely was paying attention to in the comments. But there are some really funny, like, I love when the internet just gets it.
Yeah.
And this was meant to be this like playful, lighthearted
thing. Yeah, you weren't actually asking someone, please explain the medical explanation of this. Yeah. This was a joke.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and so, a joke, but you still, it's still.
It was a playful way to deliver a real question that I had.
Yep.
And so thankfully there were like quite a few comments that just really tickled me.
Yeah, I know. I was at my computer working and I got a notification that you posted the video and I watched it. And then for like the next 30 minutes, I just hear you like giggling in the other room. And I'm like, she's sitting there reading comments.
Yeah. They just like really surprised me. When I laugh out loud, it's because I'm just so not expecting these comments. So I pulled some of the best ones. So the question is, why does the milk come in after your baby's born and not while your baby's there? So these are some of my favorite comments. Because your body is so traumatized, it just wants to rid itself of all fluids.
Wow.
Which is just like, ugh,
oh, okay.
Get out. That's another one. Labor and delivery lets your body know your package has arrived. And then this one caught me off guard. It was a dude and I was just waiting. I was waiting for a dude to like just say something real snarky.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy says, allow me to mansplain myself the fuck out of here. I was like, that's the perfect mansplanation.
Yep. I'm just like, I'm not even going to try this.
Yeah. Then someone said, because they unplug you, then plug you back in. You know, just blow on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hit take reset. It out,
yeah.
I thought this was going to be a hateful comment. GPS, are you blonde? It's clearly Bluetooth. And then this was a really good one, too. I think it's when the aux cord gets unplugged. But my favorite comment that just had me cackling, it's when you yeet the placenta. So that one was like, that is true. But man, just using yeet to describe a medical thing.
What was the like count on that one now? Like I checked earlier and there was like almost 500 likes.
I pinned it immediately because I was like, this needs attention.
Yeah.
477 likes.
Okay. Yeah.
That she was Carrie underscore Ann 416. Yeah. You yeet the placenta. I would like to ask my doctors to speak to me like that.
Yeah.
Can you explain things to me in terms of like the last 5 years of
pop culture
yeah. and vocabulary? That'd be great. Thanks. Yeah. Speaking of funny things that happened, White Claw sent me even more like baby gifts. You know, a month ago, they sent me this box that said, do not open for 9 months. And it was all these little milestones on their little vodka soda cans. They have since sent me another massive, it was a huge box. I was like, what is in here? And it was like 5 packages, gift wrapped packages. It's all new mom stuff. So there was like a bathrobe, really nice bathrobe that says White Claw new mom,
mm-hmm.
some pajama pants, which presumably this was like either for a spa day or to literally take into the delivery room.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Oh yeah.
I don't think so.
You can bring all your own stuff.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of pack my hospital bags with me TikToks.
That's all we're doing next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's our future.
Yeah. So they also like stocked me up with a bunch of like Goop beauty stuff, which I think is Gwyneth Paltrow. I think Goop. She owns Goop. Like, how could there be two people who were like, we should make a beauty line called Goop, right? Goop beauty has to be her.
Are you questioning if it was her or not?
I mean, I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow personally gave me this gift.
No, I know, but
for some reason, I had this weird thought that the Goop logo was different on the package I got than other things I've bought. I thought it was like an uppercase G, and on these, it was a lowercase G. I don't know.
Is this knockoff Goop?
No, I don't know.
It's Goop, but with lowercase G.
Yeah. And they gave something for Godric too. And the thing that they don't know that they did, they thought they got Godric this gift of a white paw inside this gift. But the real gift for him was getting to unwrap the paper.
I don't know how, like we didn't train him to do this, but he loves unwrapping gifts.
No, you know what happened?
What happened?
We used to unwrap all these gifts and then he would go nuts over the leftover paper just sitting on the floor. Remember, he would just shred it. And we were like, this is hilarious. I wonder if he would take it off the box.
And then he did it.
And then he did it. And it's so cute and gentle.
It is. He has like the gentlest palette.
And he has to get every last piece of paper off the box.
He's very thorough.
And then afterward, he's like, cool, that was a fun gift. Yeah. What, is there anything? I'm like, the gift is inside. I feel like that's going to be a lot like children. You get them all these cool gifts and they just want to play with the box.
Well done, White Claw, again.
Oh, as always.
Been crushing it. We're starting like a Lauren dating competition for...
What? For brands?
For brands. Truly, where are you at?
Yeah. Speaking of babies... We're getting ready to go on our baby moon.
To Hawaii.
Kauai. I remember when we started planning this a few months ago, I was trying to figure out what was a good time to go. And it was like, oh, I'll be 28 weeks when we go. And that's like the start of the third trimester. So might not still be tired. And I feel great. I wonder if I could have pushed it. I guess you don't want to push it too long.
Yeah. Why would you want to push it later? Just.
It's irrational, but because like the belly... I like being in bathing suits with a big belly.
Oh.
I like being distinctively pregnant. You're kind of giggling right now, but it's like the craziest body confidence I've ever had. Hmm. So I feel like the bigger my belly gets, the more confidence I have like in bathing suits. Because
you're not distinctly pregnant right now.
I am, but it like every time I think I'm like, whoa, my belly's huge, a week goes by and I'm like, damn. It's really big.
But don't you think it's like a chart, right? So it's like as your belly size increases, so does your discomfort. And so you need to find that perfect like.
That's true.
All right. Maybe right now.
I'm still comfortable.
Yeah. You're still relatively comfortable doing most things.
Belly's a good size.
But belly's a good size. So I think that's picked true. The right time.
Yeah. And it's like all these things we're trying to do. We had to cancel. Like we were trying to go mountain tubing and then I was going to sign the waiver and it was like, check here that you are okay in an off-road vehicle on severely bumpy roads for 45 minutes. And I was like, is that going to jiggle the baby right out?
And I was like, yeah, no problem. But we should ask the doctor.
Yes.
Because our doctor's been really cool. Like she has been like, she like rolls her eyes when we ask her about stuff that like, oh, is this okay to do it? Cause like, she's just like, people just overreact.
Yeah. She like rolls crazy. Her eyes, not because of our question, but because
of society,
of the idea that we can't do a thing.
Right. Right. And, but then when she was like, actually, I would probably skip that. I was like, oh
yeah.
Okay. She's so, you know, so... when she tells us to skip it, that it's a serious thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Round two, name something that's not boring.
A laundry. Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I was nervous. I asked her like, hey, is it okay if I'm on the Peloton? Like it's shaking around. And she's like, yes, it's exercise is good.
Yeah.
So like me on some off-roader bouncing, I think I would have had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Vacations are hard for us because we
don't know how to relax.
We don't know how to relax. But I think the baby moon is meant to be rejuvenating. Like we have taken every vacation, every trip, every time we've ever traveled, we come back and need a vacation from our vacation.
Yes.
That's not the point of the baby moon.
So what are we supposed to do?
So I think we're doing it right. We're doing like two different parts of the island and we're doing like activities in the beginning.
We're only doing two hotels instead of six hotels.
Like in Switzerland?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last half of the trip, we're doing like relaxing, just going to the pool. Our friends did recommend doors off helicopter ride because so there's this like the Napoli coast, Nepali, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing this, I probably am. There's this like crazy rugged coastline. You can only see it by like raft, like boat rafts, because it's like choppy water they go in these caves.
Which is out of reach for us.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even think about that. I was just like, cool, sign me up. And then every single one of the boat tours are like, no pregnant women.
Yeah.
And so that means we're missing like one of the coolest parts of the island, missing seeing that. We were kind of on the fence about a helicopter tour because we did one in Maui, and I think we both got a little
sick.
A little nauseous. I feel like it was the takeoff and landing that made me a little sick, where he's just going straight up and it's like rocking back and forth a little bit.
But you know what will make it better is if you take the doors off.
Problem solved.
It's weird because I normally don't get motion sickness. Yeah. I don't get seasick. I'm just not used to that feeling. So when I was in the helicopter and was like, wasn't feeling good, I was just like, what is this? Yeah. Why is this happening to me? Acting like I was the first person ever to get motion sickness.
Do you guys know about this thing that happens in helicopters? Yeah,
guys, turn the helicopter around.
Yeah, something's off.
The beer's gone bad.
The beer's bad. So there are two types of people when it comes to traveling. The planner. And then there's the one who goes with the flow.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a planner.
And I just go with the flow. You've done a really good job of like organizing all of these things, whether it's restaurants, whether it's activities or helicopter stuff.
Yeah. We both have our skill set. Yeah. Like you find the best airfare deals. When's the best time to pull the trigger on the airfare?
Get the hotels.
I pick what I want.
You tell me which hotel we're staying at and then I get the best rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I like to plug in, okay, here's the coolest restaurants that I'm seeing. I like will research a bunch and see which restaurants show up the most in all these different blogs and everything. Yeah, I like to make a little itinerary.
I know. And I'm like the opposite. I just go and I'm like, I'll just see where I can walk to and figure it out. And I feel like I've missed so much.
Yeah.
Well, and like, yeah, I think where it stems from is like when I first started traveling, you had like a Rick Steves book or something and that was it. There was no internet didn't really exist, you know, kind of existed. Dating myself here, but you just
there
go
was
to the
no
city.
Instagram.
Yeah, you just go to the city and you figure it out. And I've kind of like held on to that. Yeah. And like that's now it's not that smart.
The problem is the times have changed so that because we're all looking on Instagram, all looking at the best restaurants, it is now like you can't get into any of these restaurants unless you make a reservation weeks in advance. There is no just we stumbled upon the best restaurant in Italy.
Right. So this trip I tried. I was like, oh, I'm going to plan ahead and get a reservation.
You did?
Yeah, we're staying at the one hotel.
Oh.
And I tried to book a reservation for dinner. Oh. And then they're like, no. And I thought they were full. And then it just turns out they don't release their reservations that far in advance.
So I actually am really glad that.
Yeah, but I tried.
That is so, what's it called? When you, when forethought, you had fortitude. You had forethought, you had foreskin. What did you have? Help me out here.
Forethought?
Yeah,
you thought you planned ahead. You had the gumption. Yeah, the gumption.
You had the.
I've seen what planning ahead gets us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still do really, really appreciate that you're the type of person that plans every single thing out.
Not every single thing out. Just restaurants. But the only reason I plan the restaurants is because I'm afraid I don't like waiting. So if there's like a 2-hour wait, it's such a waste of your time. Or if I'm going to like go all out on a meal, I want it to be the best meal of the day. I don't want to waste my calories on a crappy meal.
Yeah.
And so I get like afraid of not getting into the best restaurants or in the best, obviously it's subjective, but not getting into a really good, delicious restaurant and wasting a meal. Do you remember we were in Maui?
Yeah.
And
it was awful.
Our hotel had like two restaurants and they both were super booked up and it was like a Hyatt. And they were so booked up, they weren't taking walk-ins. So we were like, we're starving. We went to like walk to go find other restaurants. They were all booked up. I was like, this is stupid. I feel like restaurants should have some sort of limit where if you're a guest of the hotel, you get preference. Because people will be like, 3 months out, they'll book 1,000 dinners just to like cover their bases and just screw all of us.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to be this planned. I would like to fly by the seat of our pants more, just see how we're feeling, go with the flow. But life doesn't work like that. There is something to be said about staying at an all-inclusive resort and you can't plan your meals.
Yeah.
But they also have so many restaurants on site. Mm-hmm. But like you don't have to make reservations. That is the most relaxing trip you'll ever take is like just going to an all-inclusive, which didn't make sense for this because why am I paying for booze I can't have? But like you don't have to plan anything. It is just so relaxing to be like, what do you feel like having tonight? And then you go, man, anyway, well, can't wait till I can drink again and go to an all-inclusive resort. But I'm very excited about the restaurants I did manage to snag for Kauai.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways you could talk about two types of people for traveling.
Yeah.
Because when we first started traveling together, I didn't have a type. of traveler that I was going to be. Mm-hmm. You had traveled a ton and you're the one who convinced, you were like, literally it was like a year in dating. You were like, let's go to Europe. You've never been. And so we went to like London, Paris and
Ireland,
all over Ireland. And I guess that's how I developed what type of person I was going to be.
Yeah. You gotta start somewhere, right?
You used to be, do it as cheap as you possibly can.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, I knew enough to be like, I'm not staying in a hostel. Sorry.
Hostels are so fun.
In your 20s.
I would still stay at a hostel in my 40s.
You would hate it. If you stayed in a hostel right now, it would ruin your memory of hostels.
I don't think so.
You'd be there with Gen Z.
You've never stayed at a hostel.
They would yeet you out.
Have you stayed at a hostel before?
I've seen movies.
You have never stayed at a hostel.
I've seen the movie Hostel. Didn't end well.
I mean, yes. I have only stayed in hostels in my 20s.
You share a room with someone, right?
Yeah, I mean, or you share it depends. A bathroom? It depends. Yeah, shared a bathroom kind of depends on what you want to do.
Did you ever get robbed?
No.
Did you ever get lice?
No. Hostels are so fun. I don't know why you're so anti-hostel. They fit your personality really well.
How? How do they fit my personality?
Because you're fun and you like to have fun.
Now you're just pandering. You think hostels fit my current personality?
Maybe not now, but...
When I was in my
20s. A version of you was fun at some point that would have liked to have stayed at hostels. I approached traveling from why would I spend money on the place that I'm sleeping?
We're very different here.
I can spend money on doing things and eating and drinking and experiencing things. And so I never viewed where I sleep as an experience.
This is why it's been so hard. Okay, this is all making sense.
Yeah.
Like when I want to stay at certain hotels, you push back so hard and now it all makes sense because I'm like, I want to stay at a cool hotel that's like, I know is going to be luxurious and clean and have all these features and make me not want to leave the hotel. And you're like, but that's the whole point of visiting this country is to leave the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sleeping there. I'm literally asleep. Why would I pay money to do it?
But I'm getting better. I think we're both messed up at Switzerland.
We're both coming towards the center a little bit. Yeah. Because
I think like for a tropical vacation where it's like the restaurants and the pool and you want to relax, yes, you should like splurge on the hotel. If you're traveling and you're going to be like, if you're going to be out and about exploring all day, that's where you should go for a cheaper hotel.
Yeah.
Where it's literally just where you're sleeping, not necessarily a hostel. But yeah, I think I'm learning how to do like still have like a luxurious, cool hotel when I need it. And then, you know, scale back a little when on the days that we're not going to be there the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, for Hawaii, like the one hotel is expensive, but we're probably not leaving that hotel. That's the whole point is like for 3 straight days, staying there to experience that hotel, which is just a very foreign concept to me, but I'm coming around to it.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
So you and I have traveled quite a bit. We try to do, if I had my way, we would do like one European trip and one tropical trip every year. Don't always get to do that. Definitely didn't get to do that in COVID. So we've managed to go to like a good amount of places. You've been to a lot more prior to me, but let's do the...
I haven't been anywhere with anyone prior to you, babe.
Life didn't start till I got here, right? Say it.
Yeah. Do you remember my birthday party?
Yes.
Can we tell that
the
story
real quick?
The
very first birthday of yours I ever celebrated?
Yeah.
I remember. What happened? Barely. I got a little teary-eyed.
Oh, yeah. You sobbed. Not just teary-eyed. You were full-on drunk crying. That's on my birthday. I lived in Korea for 2 years, and so I love doing Korean karaoke. And so we did it with our friends, and I can't remember how it came up.
So I didn't know that you do this like all the time. I thought this was like a special birthday. So I was like, this is so fun. I'm like so happy to be a part of this birthday night. And you're like, yeah, I do this like every year. And I was... I was like, you had girlfriends before me and you did this? Because it was like, okay, if you did this the previous year, you had a different girlfriend. So I was like, I didn't feel special.
Yeah. So you got really upset that I had had birthdays previously before you.
That you dared to have birthdays with other girlfriends.
I know. I'm so sorry.
How did you not think ahead?
And we haven't gone Korean karaoke since.
Yes, we have. That's not true. We used to go a lot when we lived in LA.
We haven't been in San Diego yet.
Well, let me do something first.
Let's yeet that placenta.
So let's do the thing where we rank 5 cities without knowing what's coming next.
Okay.
You go first.
1 is the best. 5 is the worst. These are places that we have traveled.
Together. Okay.
All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Paris.
5. Oh, right. he got engaged. I'm sorry. I was like, why are you looking like that? I always forget that that's where we got engaged because we celebrated afterward in Ireland. I can't breathe. Let me backtrack. Wait, let me do it again. Okay, wait. I'm gonna die. Okay. Oh God. Okay, sorry, I forgot. Look.
She forgot that we got engaged in Paris.
Because the people were so rude that it kind of put like a bad taste in my mouth about Paris. But the fact that we got engaged there is the only redeeming quality of Paris.
So I give it like a solid 4.9.
I'm sorry. Oh, but like if I'm thinking like, I'm so glad we got engaged in Paris. It was beautiful. You proposed to me at the top of Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
It was very memorable.
This is great. I loved it. It was so fun.
No, it really was amazing. But when I think about like cities to go back
I know.
I'm not going to go. I'm not rushing to go back to Paris. But I'm so happy we're married. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought for sure you knew that if you put Paris in there, it was going to go last.
I wanted to see what happened.
Oh boy. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Let's go. Okay.
Okay.
Next.
I mean, you're going to laugh at the next one, Maui.
Oh no. Oh, I would have put Maui fifth. Okay. Yeah. So Maui is fourth because I thought Maui is beautiful. Like the road to Hana, absolutely stunning. Everything we did outside of our hotel was beautiful. Even
the
just
sunsets, the oh my gosh, turtles. Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Snorkeling with insane amounts of like sea turtles was incredible. Never been that close to sea turtles just right off the sand. But our hotel experience was so touristy. Like, and we were staying at a Hyatt. We've stayed at tons of Hyatts. This felt like the area of the Hyatt where we were, there was like this row of all these massive hotels. They were all connected by this little boardwalk. And it felt like Disneyland trying to do Hawaii.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like we were on vacation. It felt like we were in Disneyland.
Yeah.
But Maui itself is a beautiful island. I just would never stay where we
in
stayed.
Lahaina, yeah.
For our hotel.
Okay, next one.
Did you put anything I like on here?
Again, Paris. Okay, Whistler.
Whistler was so fun, like magical, and I wasn't even snowboarding then.
I know. We got a big snowstorm. It felt like we were just in like a snow globe the entire time.
Oh man, I forgot how amazing that was. Like their town, it was snowing. We went dog sledding. The hotel we stayed at was perfect because it was like I got to just stay there all day and, you know, hang by the fire and watch the snowfall. And then it was right next to the mountain. So you still got to like literally ski in, ski out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put 3, but I love it. It's a high 3.
High 3. Didn't say that about Paris. All right. Next one. Galway, Ireland.
Oh, wow. Number one. Yeah.
I love Galway.
Yeah. That was incredible. See, that was right after we got engaged.
Yeah. So maybe do you connect Galway to our engagement more than Paris?
Yeah, I connect Ireland to our, like Ireland feels, because we literally flew there the next day. And the whole reason you said you proposed in France was because you wanted to like
celebrate
in Ireland instead of proposing to me in Ireland.
Yeah.
And Galway was just like incredible food, amazing live music. Yeah, Galway was stunning.
Yeah.
Number one.
Okay. Last one, Florence, Italy.
Ooh. Number two. I think that's accurate. I think those are Florence. Probably the best food of any trip I've ever been on, I would say, is Florence, of any country.
Yep.
I liked the history of Rome more than Florence, the historical tours and stuff I liked in Rome more than Florence, but Florence was still...
Like the cultural aspects
was
of Florence.
Amazing. Yeah. I feel... Actually, okay. I don't think I would change any of those. Oh, no. Well, I would put Maui after Paris. Yeah.
All right. At least her engagement
number
spot
four.
Got to number four.
I love you. All right, here we go.
Okay.
I have one crossover. So, Florence.
I love Florence. Florence is one of my favorite places in the world. Everyone asks me, like, your favorite city in Italy, and I say Florence over Rome. I'm going to go 2.
Okay. Oh, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a country, not just a city, Costa Rica. So, all of Costa Rica.
Costa Rica was also incredible. I feel like these games, you always give me all good answers, and I like to throw in some tough ones. But
I think it's because you don't hate anything. It's a lot easier to find things I hate.
Oh, Costa Rica is everything about Costa Rica.
That's where we did our honeymoon. Yeah, and we did like half the trip on the beach side and half the trip in the rainforest.
Yeah, so we did like scuba diving. We did horseback riding. We did whitewater rafting. We did waterfall rappelling. Yeah. We stayed at a spa. We did zip lining. Oh, all right. I'm going number three.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Next one, Zermatt.
Zermatt. Zermatt was awesome. I loved Zermatt. Switzerland is just this incredible, magical, fake place that feels like you're in a, again, like a snow globe. Oh, man. But I'm going to go Zermatt number four.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay, next one is London.
So I lived in England for a couple of years. When I was in seventh and eighth grade, I have some of my best friends in the world live in England, but none of them live in London. And so I'm going to put London number five.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last one is Belize, another country.
Darn.
Yeah. I don't think that would be your number one.
I really, really wanted to love Belize. I think fact that we went there after a hurricane really like dampened it, obviously, because a lot of stuff was just gone.
Literally washed away. And it was like the hottest time of year to go.
Yeah. So it was like 90s.
Miserable. Like being outside was actually miserable.
I think if we went back to Belize, Belize would be one of my top travel spots. But
different time
our experience there. So darn. Yeah, I would probably put Belize four at that point.
Mm. All right. Speaking of fun, you can't spell found without fun. And I just found out. Look at that. I just pulled that transition out of my butt.
Good job.
Okay, so you remember that show, Daisy Jones and the Six on Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
We loved it. It's like loosely based on
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
And Fleetwood Mac. I just found out. The actress in the show, the star of the show, her name is Riley Keough. She is the granddaughter of Elvis Presley.
What?
Her mom is Lisa Marie Presley.
Really?
Does that not blow your freaking mind?
Wow, because she's really good. That's wild.
I only just found out because it was in the news that Lisa Marie Presley's daughter just won the entire state of Graceland, the estate.
Oh,
she inherited all of Graceland. I was like, what? That's weird. And then it's like, oh, her grandfather is Elvis. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Huh.
Just musical background. She was so good in that show.
She was phenomenal because she did all her
own singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So if you haven't watched Daisy Jones and the Six on Amazon and you like kind of musical shows, or if you liked Fleetwood Mac, it's like a fan fiction version of that.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Do you have one?
I do. So we watched Waco, An American Apocalypse on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the story of David Koresh and his like cult and everything. And it's a wild story. Definitely watch it. It's super interesting. But there's a moment in there where the camera pans to Timothy McVeigh, who was the Oklahoma City bomber. And he came to Waco, Texas to show support for the Branch Davidians. During their standoff. And the Oklahoma City bombing a couple years later was in retaliation for what the federal government did to Waco.
That was insane.
I was just like, what?
I can't believe those two things are connected.
Because we were kind of talking through the history of the time. I'm like, oh, you had Waco, you had Oklahoma City bombing, you had the Unabomber, and I just kind of like named off these three things. And I had no idea that they were connected at all.
That's awful. I have one more that I just randomly discovered that I couldn't wait to tell you. So I just found out Mario isn't saying it's a me Mario. Have you heard this?
No.
This theory? So it's a Japanese game. He's saying Itsumi. Itsumi. Itsumi Mario, which is Japanese for the word super.
What?
Itsumi Mario.
He's just
saying
Super Mario
mm-hmm.
the entire time. It's a me Mario.
Itsumi Mario. Isn't that nuts? Did I just ruin your childhood? Are you crying? Are you more upset now or when I ranked Paris fifth?
I'm just thinking about all the times in my life I've said,
it's a me,
Mario.
Yeah, that one should have come with a trigger warning for everyone listening.
Wow.
Okay. On each episode, we ask you guys for comments or questions that you want us to cover. So these are a couple that we got on the last episode. Someone asked, what will be the first drink you have after having baby girl?
Mm.
I've thought about this and I don't know. And like, You're supposed to. I'm bringing something to the hospital.
Yeah.
Especially if my milk apparently doesn't come in for 4 days. I got 4 days of drinking to do. I don't know.
I mean, White Claw's been courting you very hard.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Should I have like a, who wants to be my first drink? Let the bidding start.
Yeah. I kind of like that idea. All right.
Because like, what do I want after childbirth? Probably not Fireball.
Yeah,
I don't think so. As much as I love Fireball, I don't think that's the vibe.
No.
Like a nice rosé or a Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
A goblet of wine.
This is like
White Claw.
This is like naming rights for a stadium or like.
Yeah. I should put out a video that's like, who wants it? Who wants to be mama's first drink?
Mama'sFirstDrink.com.
Oh, wow.
Bidding. Okay.
Oh, this is interesting. Did you think of using initials for the baby? If you go with a letter K as the name, the initials would be KC, which sounds like Casey.
I don't know if I've considered that.
And I'll take it one step further. Middle name, Florence, KFC.
So just go right away from Casey into KFC.
K, Florence, Casey.
Yeah, okay.
Florence is your favorite city, you just said.
I know.
Someone asked, are you going to do any newborn or Lamaze classes?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we need to.
I thought you had to do that.
I thought it was literally a requirement.
Yeah.
I just thought the doctor would be like, hey.
Go do the go classes do the, now.
Yeah.
It's time to get our shit together.
Have you started on the nursery yet? Is there a theme you're going with or a color scheme? Yes. So we haven't really started on the nursery per se.
We're in the nursery right now.
Yeah. We're changing the rooms around, but I have decided on a theme. I mean, I ran it by you. I told you what it was.
You're not
finding out what it is for the first time right now.
Right.
So obviously I've talked about this all like a ton. I hate the traditional pink and blue. I don't like super girly things. Everything we've done for the baby in this like journey, I've loved having like, it feels very on brand as Sean and Lauren with the Michigan State aspect, the UNC aspect, how I want to do my baby showers, like pumpkin spice. And so for the nursery, I was like, let's make it dog themed, like puppy themed.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Dogs are fun. Godric's great. I was hoping for the Barbie theme, like neon, just rollerblades.
Honestly, I will tell you, I looked on Pinterest for neon nursery. No one has done it, which just means that like it's just like doesn't exist. And I think it's because it's too chaotic.
It's not chaotic.
I think the
idea. Perfect.
I think the idea is like when you have kid shit everywhere, and I don't mean feces, kids' toys, like all sorts of stuff everywhere. If you also have a really loud, busy room, it actually does kind of give me anxiety. So the idea of having like, okay, our room is neutral for me, which will be like puppy, black and white, brown, whatever. The baby's clothing is going to be all neon all day. Don't worry. This is amazing. So in the last episode, we talked about the pun name. The first name would be I Rest My. So I Rest My Casey. Someone said, for I Rest My Casey, you could do Iris, first name.
Wow.
My, M-A-I.
Wow.
Casey. Iris My Casey.
Wow, that's like 3D chess right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Iris My Casey.
Iris My Casey.
First name, Iris. That's really cute. Man, I love like people
the internet
are so smart.
Is so smart.
Yeah, I love it. Someone asked, do you think you're going to stop doing the podcast once you give birth? And to that I say, we're live streaming the birth. I'm kidding. We're not.
Yeah, I mean, that's a valid question. I think like we love to think that we could pull, you know, get a podcast out every week, but introducing a newborn is probably going to.
I think we'll take like 2 months off and come back with a season two. That's kind of my picture is this has been season one. It will end in November.
Yeah.
And season two will pick up in January. That's my goal. Like 2024 season two begins. If you have any other comments or questions you want to make it into the episode, hit me up. Let's do, what are our loves of the week? Capositives.
Capositives. Oh, you did it.
I did it because it's always the first button I push no matter what I say.
Blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then.
Yeah. That was a squirrel eating a nut.
I gathered that.
Okay.
I gathered that.
Wow. Nice. We need dinner. My capositive of the week is actually this jumpsuit I'm wearing. I still have not really gone full maternity clothing because like of the maternity things I've bought a couple of leggings. They seem to be, they're trying to like scratch this itch of being available for people like weeks 20 to week 40. And so there's so much material.
It's a huge difference in body size.
Yeah.
A huge difference in body size.
Because they're trying to make this a thing that you can wear for a longer time. I tried a bunch of the cheap Amazon maternity leggings, hated them all. I tried an expensive pair of maternity leggings. It's just so much fabric. It's actually really thin. I was like, what? Why is this $120? This feels like an Amazon pair. Mm-hmm. So I went and just got, I sized up, got a pair of Lululemons, just a bigger size. And they're so much more flattering. But anyway, at first I discovered this romper on Abercrombie & Fitch. It's like an activewear romper. It's black. I love it. It's so comfortable. But I wanted like five of them. Abercrombie & Fitch had pretty limited colors and they were like $80 each. So I found this like dupe jumpsuit on Amazon and bought it in four colors. I think it's like $20-$25. I'm obsessed.
You wear them all the time now.
Yes. This is just like my skin.
Every day you're like, look at my jumper. I'm like, is this different from the one you wore yesterday?
Different color.
Different color.
You're colorblind.
Yeah. They look I was going to say comfortable, but that didn't work.
Yeah. I have an Amazon storefront. If anyone is looking for a good athletic or athleisure romper, it is linked in my link tree in my Amazon storefront under summer clothing haul.
Nice. My compositive is a doctor that I found on Instagram. His name is Dr. James. I'm going to butcher this. D. Nicolantonio. His Instagram handle is Dr. James Denick. D-I-N-I-C.
Ooh, Denick.
Yeah. And he is a health doctor, and he talks about food and exercise and things like that. And one of his main things that he talks about is that most people are dehydrated and that the standard food chain and like the government, you know, the way that they position foods is salt is bad.
Yeah.
And his whole thing is salt is good and that drinking water is not enough. You need to drink water that has salt in it. Huh. And so he said, you know, you don't have to believe me. Just try having a glass of salt water every morning if you're tired, you know, if you're not, you know, your energy levels are low. And so 3 months ago, I started just having a glass of salt water every morning.
Yeah.
And it's like changed my life. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And
you just have more energy.
Yeah, just energy. You know, like if you wake
up.
You
used to nap like every day.
Every day for like 15 minutes, I would take a nap. Rarely nap. Yeah, my energy would crash. And since I did that, I think I've taken one nap in like 3 months.
That's wild.
I was just using, what's the brand of salt? Redmond's sea salt that has minerals in it. And I was just using a half tablespoon of that. But we found a brand called Element.
We didn't find it. Our dietitian friend recommended it.
So yeah, Lauren was like feeling tired. I was like, hey, you should have some, you know, my salt water. And she's like, oh, I don't know if pregnant ladies can have it.
Yeah.
And then our friend Nicole, who's a nutritionist,
recently had two children.
Yeah. Was like, Lauren, you
should. Well, she was like, hey, I saw your fat ankles on Instagram. It's like, you know what helps with swelling? These salt packets. So it's Element, which I thought.
L-M-N-T.
Element.
Element.
Elementy.
Element.
Elementy.
Anyway. No one's going to be able to find this if you just keep saying
L-M-N-T.
It wrong.
L-M-N-T.
Yeah.
Element is the brand. The nice thing about Element is it's flavored.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just taste like salt water.
Yeah.
And I think they sweeten it. Or there's some stevia in it or whatever that makes it actually taste good. So yeah. It's delicious.
Yep. If you're going to use just regular salt, make sure you regulate it because if you do too much,
you will shit yourself.
You get the runs pretty quickly. So
clears you out.
Clears you out.
Well, you know what? Let's clear out this episode. My new favorite thing is coming up with stupid transitions on the fly. Thank you guys for listening. As always, we have a video portion of this. If you didn't know, there's a video on Spotify. There's also a video on our YouTube channel, Power Hour.
And if you watch, you'll probably see me doing weird thing with my feet and my legs because I don't know where to put my hands while we're doing the podcast. So
if you have any questions, comments for us, make sure that you hit us up wherever you would like to hit us up or hit us down. I'm tired.
As good as you've been as the transitions.
It happens. It happens at the very end. I'm losing it.
Yeah.
All right. We are kapout.